Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. We are live, and if you... Oh!
God, I'm sitting here bigger than life.
Co-host Lenny Matthews is with us.
Every time.
Jeez. I was looking at Elle. Welcome, Lenny.
Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here tonight.
Thank you. You're acting like I'm a guest. Take it away, Elle.
I'm gone.
So, we would like you to call us if you have any comments or please... anything you want to say. We'd like to hear from you. The number here is 530-605-4567. You can listen to us at KCNR1460.com. Hit the live button. And you can text us at Askel's number.
707-499-8999.
Or you can message all of us on Facebook Messenger to Ask Elle, Ron Lim, Lenny Matthews. And we are sponsored tonight by New Life Discovery Project, and we have our sponsor, Tim, on the phone. He's going to tell you a little bit about him. You there, Tim?
I am here. So the New Life Discovery Project is a new project. We'll be launching May 1st, and we offer sober living, transitional housing, addiction programming, and life development for, anybody who needs it. But we're reaching out to, like homeless people, people coming out of incarceration, and just basically trying to provide a safe, secure, and place so people can make life changes and discover a better life.
Great. Program we really need, too. How do we get a hold of you? Or anybody?
Our phone number is 530-999-8345. Again, that's 530-999-8345.
All right. Well, thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, we already have a comment.
We do?
Yes, we do.
We haven't even started.
We have a comment.
Do they even know what we're talking about yet? Okay.
They know enough to comment.
Let's hear the comment.
The comment is from one of our loyal listeners to says, please mention that the loyal listeners always notice when Ron forgets to introduce Lenny.
Oops. I do it on purpose.
That comes
just
from
fun.
Michael in Ohio.
Well, thanks for texting us.
That gives me more airtime.
It does give you a lot more coverage, yes. Oh, all right, well, Elle, what are we talking about tonight?
Well, tonight we're going to talk about abandonment. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, Lenny had asked me if we could specifically focus a show on abandonment. And so that's what we're doing tonight. And Lenny is actually graciously going to share some of her own personal story and experiences around abandonment. So thank you for that, Lenny. I'm going to turn it over to you.
Oh, you don't even want to just kick it off here, huh?
Yeah.
Should I kick it off?
Well, yeah, you should talk a little bit about abandonment. What kinds of abandonment are you talking about?
No, what?
Well, I mean,
What it is, yes.
Okay, so basically, abandonment involves, it's a deep fear. It's an anxiety issue as well. And it's a fear of being hurt, a fear of being rejected, a fear of being abandonment, hence abandonment issues. It's a form of anxiety that often develops in response to specific painful and traumatic experiences. And it doesn't have to be just because of abandonment, but it can be a sense of loss, a sense of detachment. Childhood abuse can cause abandonment because that caregiver in some way has left a void of them giving you what exactly what you need, and there can develop fears around not getting what you need, neglect, loss of a loved one.
So it doesn't mean just being gone. It could just be not there for them.
Right. It essentially, I mean, if a child is put in a position where they are left to feel like they're left to their own devices and they have to figure life out, their caregivers aren't there, and it's a big, scary world, they know they're not capable of figuring it out, and so they have to go through this life on their own devices, and it creates a tremendous amount of anxiety, and I'll mention that a little bit later on in the show, too. And abandonment issues, and this is no surprise. I mean, I think anybody that's listening in or has abandonment issues knows that the attachment styles, it's closely related to secure and anxiety, insecure and anxious attachment styles. They're characterized by difficulty forming close, stable relationships with others. So even if you have a hard time having stable relationships, having success at making those close, connected relationships, that can create abandonment issues, just the inability to successfully connect with people. Because to a kid, the ability to connect is the way that you feel like you're going to be able to survive on the planet. You don't know any different.
Exactly.
So in early childhood interactions with their caregivers is the primary determinant of whether a person develops secure or insecure attachment style. So we'll get into it a little bit more, unless you want to hold off sharing until I get through all this. You want to share, and then we'll get back to
it. Well, what I'd like to do is share my abandonment from the very beginning through my lifetime. And actually, I'm going to do it in a condensed version, so don't worry. We're not going to go
That's
down
okay.
rabbit
like,
holes.
We like long versions.
But it's interesting because the examples that you're giving and explanations of abandonment, they're abandonment for me, but they happened under different circumstances. So it's going to be really interesting for the listener to see that some forms of abandonment you wouldn't even realize or think that it is abandonment.
Or that it'll cause abandonment
exactly.
issues.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, thank you so much for being willing to share.
Absolutely.
I'm super curious and interested
thank you,
in
yes.
hearing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So do you have any other forms that you want to share? Because I bet you three or four of mine are not going to be in your notes.
You know, I was going to go into some forms of abandonment, but I decided not to. I kind of decided to cover it generally,
okay.
like abandonment issues, dealing with anxiety. And
okay.
And later on I'll share how to recognize if it's a good time for you to seek help on it and some things you can do for yourself to help you with it and anything else that seems pertinent to what you're sharing with your story.
Okay.
I have in
All
my
right.
notes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, so
go take
okay.
it away.
So my abandonment started when I was about 10. My father left our family, and I took on the role of being big sister, taking care of mom because she had to go to work. So there was the homework, the house cleaning, and starting dinner and taking care of Sissy. But the abandonment for me was, that's where I went into codependency, by the way.
Interesting.
But the abandonment part was that my father was my best buddy.
Oh, man.
So, and he left and relocated because he didn't want to deal with my mom because there was another woman involved. So,
Man, I have so many questions I want to...
Okay, so we fast forward from that point, and I was about 10. So go forward to middle school. And you remember what middle school is like. You're starting to develop.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff.
You're either pretty or you're not.
Emotion,
what your clothes look
changes.
Like. Are you popular? So I was a popular girl for my personality. I didn't know what my looks were, but later on I was told that, you know, I was a cute girl, yeah. but I didn't care. But at recess, my best friends would run and hide from me on the playground to hang out with the big popular girls. And so even though they were my friends, mm-hmm. they abandoned me to be part of this in-group. And that's when I was starting to realize, oh, my God, this hurts so much. And why does it hurt so much? I still didn't understand it. Mm-hmm. So fast.
And that's terrifying.
Oh.
Terrifying to have your friends.
Oh, it broke my heart.
You know, on top of.
And lonely.
On the heels of your best friend, your dad.
Yeah.
So there's a theme developing now in your psyche.
Yes. So fast forward again to, relationships. And I'll just say that, in a nutshell, because I think it's not something that you seek out. No one wants to be abandoned.
Now, can we pause here
yes.
and get back to it so we can take a break?
Yeah, time for a break.
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a break and be back in a couple minutes.
Be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just got mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and price right. We also do full service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, this is Elle.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host to the Ask Elle radio talk show. And, of course, we have our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews. Ha-ha, there you go.
Thank you, Ron. That time.
Okay, so here we are live on KCNR. We would like you to call in and make comments or questions or add to our topic about abandonment. You can call us here at 530-605-4567, or you can go to KCNR1460.com and hit the live button, and you can listen to us here. If you have a radio, you can go to 96.5 FM or 1460 AM, or you can text Elle herself at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message us on Messenger, Facebook Messenger, at Ask Elle, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. We are brought to you by our sponsor, New Life Discovery Project, and we have Tim here to tell you a little bit about that. You there, Tim?
Hey, Ron.
Hey. Hi, Tim.
Tell us about.
Hi, Lenny and Al.
Hi, Tim.
So
So the New Life Discovery Project is a new whole life program for at-risk populations like people suffering from addiction, homelessness, coming out of incarceration, or, you know, just want to make life changes. So we offer everything from, you know, individual counseling, education, developing life skills, job readiness, employment,
housing.
And housing. Yes, we do housing too. So our goal is to really provide a whole life solution to helping people change.
Well, that is a program
phenomenal
that we need.
Project, yeah.
Thank you
it's
for
an incredible.
Thank you
project.
For bringing that into town.
Personally well, witnessing you. All of the labors of love and hours and the
work.
Going into this, it's amazing.
Well, thank you.
Anyway, if they want to get a hold of us, our number is 530-999-8345. So,
one more time?
One more time.
530-999-8345.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, thanks for your support.
Hi.
And if you're just joining the show, we are covering the issue of abandonment. And our co-host, Lenny, this is a special request from her, a topic special request from her, and she's gracious enough to share her story with us.
Thank you, Lenny.
So the first part of my abandonment started when my father left the family and moved forward to middle school, and my best friends would run and hide from me to be with the popular kids. So fast forward, through a lifetime of bumps from this abandonment, I'm starting to have issues, not knowing, but starting to have issues in my life because of it.
Now, about what age?
Oh.
Are you saying that you're starting to see this?
I would say, First real job in my career. I had abandonment issues in the job place, not feeling good enough, mm-hmm. being afraid that I wasn't that my success was luck mm-hmm. instead of me doing well.
Yeah, you having value, and that's of course because
exactly.
your dad, your best friend, leaves the family.
And then my best friends later on run from me.
Mm-hmm.
And then so now I'm starting to feel abandoned off and on throughout my life, not understanding really what it was until I married, my son's father. And, this time the abandonment was, and this is something that I had to really soul search about to identify, because it isn't your typical abandonment. This was abandonment of promises,
mm-hmm.
of love,
mm-hmm.
of stability, of keeping the vow that we made when we got married. So this all goes to infidelity. And that's a huge form of abandonment because he's abandoning your heart and
promises,
and
loyalty,
that's exactly right, and your family.
Yeah.
And then on top of all that, there is the abandonment, the physical abandonment when they leave.
Mm-hmm. How long did that marriage last?
12 years. I was with him for 18.
And he was not, by all purposes, he wasn't emotionally present, physically not present in a way that was meeting your needs. Not.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because, honestly, he is my son's father, and he's a great guy, and we've since become good friends.
Well,
so
good for you. Yeah,
and
I was just trying to
yeah, but back
some
then
the
we were young and we were.
Like it can look like emotional abandonment. It can look like.
Yes, it was all of it. It was physical.
Yeah.
it was emotional. And then, of course, there's the affairs of the heart as well. So when your heart's abandoned, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, another woman, a job, mm-hmm. if they spend too much time with a job. So that was a huge abandonment for me. And then, so finally, I want to wrap this up with an abandonment issue that came up just recently that made me snap my neck and say, where in the world did this come from? Because after all this, I counseled and had therapy for abandonment for 6 years mm-hmm. and really worked through the tough stuff because it's like anything else. You can pull the sliver out, it heals, but there's a scar. Mm-hmm. So you think you've got it under control. But it's like any other issue. It doesn't completely go away. It shrinks and it's manageable mm-hmm. so that you put it in a safe place. But occasionally you will get a trigger.
You know, using the scar analogy too, you know, I had surgery once years and years and years ago. And the injury was fixed. The wound healed over. Mm-hmm. There's a scar there, but every once in a while, it feels like a nerve gets caught.
Yeah.
It catches me, and yep. I reflect. I have a reflexive reaction. What am I trying
Reflex?
To say? Yeah.
Reflex.
I was
glad you're not a doctor.
Right. We're gonna reflect now. A reflex, not a reflex.
Well, I was close. I was a pharmacist.
Yeah, not to make light of your situation, but that catching every once in a while.
Yeah.
You never know. I don't know when it might show up. I might just move or twist or bend, and suddenly that nerve catches. And
I was completely taken aback. And, in fact, you know about this I shared with you. So here's what it looked like, though. I felt loved, appreciated. Valued,
treasured.
Mm-hmm. And at one point I felt that was wobbling mm-hmm. and I felt like I was going to lose it mm-hmm. because it was wobbling mm-hmm. and, I panicked and that was my trigger. It was like, oh no, please don't let me be abandoned by this person because this is the most near and dear person. Yeah. In my life besides my son. So I was afraid and I panicked. And the cool thing is talking with you, I got it all out. It came out in anger and a little spurt of brattiness, if you will, throwing a little fit. And then all of a sudden I completely worked all the way through until I came back to my center mm-hmm. and I went, holy smokes, this is abandonment. Mm-hmm. This is an abandonment issue mm-hmm. from a long time ago. And so it can happen. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to...
But the work that you did served you well.
Yes, because mm-hmm. of this. If you don't do the work, mm-hmm. then you live it all the time.
Yeah, you're stuffing it. You're trying
exactly.
to manage it. It's controlling
so
you.
So I had a little trip. Mm-hmm. But imagine if I hadn't have really, really done my work on
yeah.
that. I'd be, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, you course corrected through that.
Really quickly
yeah.
in
like
what,
a pro.
10 minutes?
Like a pro, yeah.
It was like 10 minutes.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was like, wow, it's okay. And I personally feel like we fool ourselves if we say, oh, I did counseling on that, it's gone. It's all gone.
And it might feel like it is.
And we hope that it does.
Yeah.
But we have PTSD from all of our traumas.
Yeah.
And so there are tools and ways to take care of it and places to put it. But don't be afraid if you get a trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is. You know how to work through it. So work through it. And if you don't have a good counselor
mm-hmm.
and you can identify with any of these forms of abandonment, because I hope I've given some good examples. It's just not mom and dad leaving a little girl or a husband leaving. It's right. There's a lot of forms
of abandonment.
A lot of
things
abandonment.
That can create abandonment, lack of
yeah,
attention.
And don't, I just say don't suffer. There's so much help, especially with this woman sitting right next to me. So don't do yourself a favor if you have an issue. Get some counseling. It helps tremendously.
Get hold of L at. We'll tell you after the break.
We're going to take a break here quickly, but I do want to mention that as we move through the show this evening, we are going to talk about some ways you can recognize abandonment and some things that you can do if you think you have abandonment and some self-help steps that you can take in the interim, too.
Awesome.
So we'll be back.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Amy and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Gold Leaf Nursery is back open and stocked up. Gold Leaf Nursery wants to help you grow your own eatable grocery. Begin with the sweet taste of fresh fruit from fruit trees, blueberries, and strawberry plants. And now start preparing your garden. We have a huge selection of vegetable and herb plants, including flavor-filled heirloom varieties you can't find at the store. And we know a thing or two about this because we've been growing veggies since 1975. Spring has sprung, and it's time to add color to your landscape. The nursery is blooming with azaleas, clematis, phlox, candy tuft, perennials, and annuals. So saturate your landscape with color. Add yet another dimension to your landscape with statuary. We just received our new statuary order, several different bird baths, fountains, and stepping stones. Come by and check us out at 6186 Cherry Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road. We're open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Ocean man, take me by the hand, lead me to the land that you understand.
And this is Ron Lim, co-host of the Ask L radio talk show about relationships. Oh, and we have our co-host with the most here too, Lenny Matthews.
Hello.
Say hi, Lenny.
Hi.
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 We would like you to call in if you would like to like say anything, like ask us, maybe give us some ideas for new topics to talk about, or chime in with your story about abandonment issues. At call us at 530-605-4567, or you can listen to us at kcnr1460.com. You can also text Elle on her phone at
707-499-8999.
Or you can also message us on Facebook Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Our sponsor is a New Life Discovery Project, a new project here in town. And we're going to let you, Tim tell you about that. You there, Tim?
I'm here.
Good.
So the New Life Discovery Project, the good news is that we're opening officially. We'll be bringing people into the program on May 1st.
Ooh.
You know, we offer whole life programming, housing to job placement, career development, addiction counseling, recovery, individual counseling, just a whole host of services to, you know, meet people where they're at. and help them change their lives. And
we surely need that program here.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Great. So how do we get a hold of you?
So our number is 530-999-8345. Again, that's 530-999-8345.
All right. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, Tim.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much, Tim.
So we're back from a break, and we were talking about abandonment issues. And
wait, we got a text from another listener.
Oh, we got another one?
Yeah, we did.
Well, let's hear it.
Different listener. Long-time listener.
Says,
Ron keeps abandoning Lenny in the intro. It's from Eric.
You're never going to live it down now, Ron.
Oh, God.
We're getting comments about
it. Let me tell you, there's more to that.
Oh, no.
So, yes, we're talking about abandonment issues tonight. Lenny graciously shared her incredible story. And what's really incredible is the work that she's done to move through it, because it's not easy. I mean, the abandonment issues strike hard, and they impact us in the way we make attachments as we get older, you know. And if you come from a situation where you have parents and caregivers that respond warm, that are consistent or attentive in the feelings and the needs of the kids, then as a child, you're going to develop a secure attachment. You're able to develop healthy, secure relationships. But when this doesn't happen, then the child isn't able to make those consistent relationship connections, then the child remains in a chronic state of stress and fear. And I want to emphasize that because, you know, we have this happening. I can't give you numbers, but the level at which this is happening in our culture right now and the amount of stress and chronic states of stress and fear that are impacting our kids, it stunts development and prevents certain social and emotional milestones from happening in the kids, from being reached. Yeah. And so leads to development of an insecure or anxious attachment style. So, you know, what are some of the signs of the abandonment issues? And, in children, abandonment signs show up as anxiety. They've done studies, and anxiety, especially when they're separated from their caregiver, they become, if a child is suffering with abandonment issues, they may easily become upset and have difficulty regulating their emotions. So they get upset super easy, which seems like, what are you getting so upset for? Or they're having a hard time regulating their emotions. There may be some underlying abandonment, and it's not necessarily something that is against you as a parent, but the child could be feeling some sort of abandonment on another level. And, just trying to get to the bottom of what that may be. They may exhibit negative attention-seeking behaviors. So if a child is exhibiting negative attention-seeking behaviors, they have outbursts or they have tantrums. These are signs of having that. Avoidant or antisocial behaviors, withdrawing from their peers, or bullying. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, you always know we've all known there's something behind bullying, but what is it? That child is in pain. That child has fear and anxiety.
Let me ask you something here just popped in my head. If one versus the other, let's say the abandonment is the parent actually physically gone,
mm-hmm.
or the other where the parent is just not there for you, mm-hmm. do you think the symptoms and all these things that you're mentioning are the same in either case? Or
you know, that's a really good question, and I want to defer to Gabor Mate here. And what Gabor Mate says is that it's not so much of what happens to you, it's what happens in you as a result of an event. So you can have two children in the same home. One child might be more sensitive, and I don't mean that in a negative term. I mean literally that child has a brain and neurons, and the way that their personality is, they are more sensitive.
They process different.
So they are going to feel more pain. Mm-hmm. They are going to have, it's like having a higher density of nerve endings in a specific area of your skin. You're going to feel something more than somebody who
right.
doesn't have as many nerves. So that's a good question, Ron, and I think it's case by case.
Well, I have to thank my parents for having a really good home for us.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like I have any of those.
Yeah, you had a pretty secure,
yeah.
from what it looks like and from what you said, you had pretty secure. And you also had your culture.
Yes.
Your culture, sure. your community, this was all contributing. And another thing that Gabor Mate says is that a child can be going through abandonment. And feel, and the message to that child could be, you're not wanted. But if that child even has one adult, one primary caregiver that has the capacity for listening to that person, listening to him or her, keeping open space for him or her, keeping connection to him or her, then those, effects are going to be greatly diminished from the abandonment. So it can just mean even just having one that's really there that right. creates those attachment issues. So what happens if you have abandonment in adults, some of the signs of abandonment in adults is that you've developed specific defense mechanisms, and those defense mechanisms, like Lenny, you were kind of talking about, it makes it difficult to form close, healthy relationships. Mm-hmm. And
as you're afraid.
Yeah, you're afraid. And those defense mechanisms might not be so overt. That's the right word. Covert, overt. Not be so overt but and difficult to see, but the end result is you're withdrawing or you're avoiding or you're pushing those relationships away, and you're not able to, bottom line, trust in people. So these are categorized typically in different attachment styles. So before the time gets away from us, there are some things I want to cover, which is when if you think you have abandonment issues, you know, the core beliefs that in these attachment styles, secure attachment, anxious attachment, keeping you from being able to have secure relationships, how do you know when to seek help for yourself? So I'm going to give you a list. This isn't mine. I got this off the internet. When and how to seek help for abandonment. One is if you have difficulty forming close romantic relationships or friendships. Now, you can have periods in your life where this is challenging. You know, you're going through something, there's a stressful time, you're going through a divorce, you're going to withdraw. But if you characteristically, historically, throughout your life, have difficulty forming close romantic relationships or friendships, then this is a good time to seek help and see if abandonment is at play here. Is there intense anxiety about commitment that impacts a significant relationship? And that intense anxiety can be it can show up in somebody who is about ready to say they're going to go away for the weekend. You know, what is your response to that? Are you having anxiety because that person's leaving you? So that can impact the relationship, the way that you respond to that person departing for a short period of time or a long period of time. Difficulty being open and vulnerable or trusting of others. That's number three. Number four, patterns of choosing partners that are controlling or abusive emotionally or unstable or unavailable. So if you have a pattern of choosing partners that are controlling or choosing partners that are abusive emotionally, unstable or unavailable. Number five, patterns of unhealthy communication. So, I mean, there's all kinds of ways that communication can be unhealthy, but I think to short form it is if you can't have a conversation and put issues on the table and resolve them, then you have patterns of communication that aren't conducive. Are you going to say something? Okay. You had this look like you were going to jump in. I was kind of hoping you were. Because you always have good stuff to say.
Thank you.
Yes, you do.
If and here's number six. If you get feedback from others that you are too needy. So if somebody tells you all the time, oh, man, you are so needy. You're so needy. Then maybe you're so needy, and that neediness is out of the fear and anxiety around abandonment. Number seven, if you have patterns of losing yourself in relationships. And, I mean, we all do to a degree shift. I'm not going to say change, but we bend and we make concessions in relationships, and I'm not talking about that. But this is where you cease to exist, and everything that you do and think and it revolves around obsessing around that person and making sure that, and it can be making sure that you don't do anything that disrupts the relationship with fear of making that person mad and leaving you. Okay, so this is a good place to stop. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with some more great info.
All right. Be right back. All my instincts, they return. The grand facade so soon will burn. Without a noise, without my pride, I reach out from the inside.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 37 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Wasted days and wasted nights.
Hello, this is Elle.
Yeah, this is, oh, you guys are dancing.
Too much fun with this song.
Yeah, this is Ron Lim, the co-host to the Ask Elle talk show about relationships. And our co-host with the most, Lenny Matthews, is with us.
Poor Ron. Hi. Ron, it's okay.
I feel like outnumbered in here.
No, we just love you.
We do love you. But you're not off the hook.
Okay. Listeners, if you'd like to call in and tell us about your experiences or have ideas for topics for our next show.
Or questions,
yeah. Call us at 530-605-4567, or you can text L at
707-499-8999.
And you can also message us on Facebook Messenger at Ask L, Lenny Matthews, and Ron Lim. Our sponsor bringing the show to you is New Life Discovery Project. Tim is going to tell you a little bit about it real quick. Tim?
I'm here.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Lenny and Al and Ron.
Hi,
so
Tim.
So the New Life So the New Life Discovery Project is a new program in town that is designed as a whole life services for people who have life challenges such as addiction, homelessness, you know, coming out of incarceration, involved with the justice system, and we offer everything from housing, supportive transitional sober living, addiction counseling, education, life skills development, and job and career development. As a matter of fact, we will actually help provide employment for people in the program.
Phenomenal program.
Yeah.
And this is Tim,
something we really need.
Tim's brainchild, yes. And we are all rallying behind this brainchild in support.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
So people can reach us at 530-999-8345. And again, that's 530-999-8345.
Thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thank
Appreciate
you.
Appreciate your support, too.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are talking about abandonment.
Yep, talking about abandonment.
And before we went off for the break, you were talking about...
What I was talking about before the break was how to recognize if it's time to get help for abandonment issues. And now I'm going to go over some tools that you can do for yourself, self-help tools, if you have issues of abandonment. And these tools I got from Lisa Romano off of YouTube. She's phenomenal. If you want to learn more about this topic in depth, man, she's just got some great stuff. And I would like to continue with my list, but Ron stole my glasses and is cleaning them for me. I need them back. I don't know. I'm used to it. Oh, they stole my glasses literally over there.
They're still not cleaned. How could you read through those?
So, tools to help. Here's 10 key ideas. The first one is that Lisa recommends is acknowledging that there has been abandonment. And her point behind this one is that parents can do a really good job if you're raised in a very dysfunctional family or parents that suffer addiction issues, mental health issues, alcoholism, abuse. A lot of times the motto is what happens here stays here. And they can be very effective at programming a child that, hey, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. This is normal. But if your gut tells you that you had abandonment, trust it. And begin to acknowledge that there was abandonment. So that's the first step, acknowledging that there was abandonment. The second step that she suggests is what goes with abandonment is a deeply embedded feeling of shame. And her suggestion is to look that shame straight in the face. The shame's created from a feeling of abandonment. And when you begin to look at that shame, those feelings of shame, because we want to run from them. We want to shrink from them, cringe from them, run from them. When you look at it, it begins to dissipate. So the charge in the shame begins to dissipate. When you run from the shame, and I know this from experience, you reinforce it. Running from it, you reinforce it. I have somebody I've been needed to apologize to since I was 12. I've been running from that shame for a long time.
Well, maybe it's about time now that you're 35.
I finally found her, and I'm going to do something about it. Most children, they blame themselves for their parents' issues. So they see their parents getting angry at them. They see that they've interrupted their parent. Their parent is impatient. Or they see their parent is drinking. Or their parent is behaving in a way most children will blame themselves for parental issues. And that's something that feeds the shame. You think of yourself as, I'm defective. There's something wrong with me. Number three, how does the feeling of abandonment show up in your life? So... and this might take, these aren't something necessarily you can sit down and do in an afternoon. This may take time, but begin to ponder these questions. Do you chase after love? Are you codependent? How would you define codependency? Because there's so many different ways of defining it.
Oh,
how would you define it?
Well, mine, yeah, I have that too. We're all broken.
I wasn't trying to call you out on it. I wasn't saying that. I thought you
I know, but we've all got issues. Yeah. I'm just owning mine. My codependency was being a little caretaker forever and ever and ever, starting with Mama and my sister when Dad left. And it's just, it escalated into my sense of value, sense of worth. If I take care of him just a little bit more, he'll love me.
Holding yourself responsible for everybody else's well-being.
And happiness. And also gaining my sense of
value
in doing it.
So right after that, it says here in the notes that I got from Ms. Romano, is do you seek approval? Are you highly agreeable? Do you avoid confrontation? Am I having to set a boundary which will threaten my attachment? Am I avoiding setting a boundary which will threaten my attachment to this person and cause them to leave me? Interesting. We run from love. We don't trust people very much. So all these things that I'm reading are, how does abandonment show up for you? Putting people through the ringer. We push people as far as we can to see how far we can push them to see if they will leave us. Or we just decide that people are too scary. We isolate and then we just don't do relationships at all. Number four is identify false beliefs associated with abandonment. So this one can be tricky. False beliefs associated with abandonment can be negative self-talk. If you want to catch that negative self-talk, like you're catching butterflies in a net, like that negative self-talk bleeds out your head, catch it. As soon as you feel, because negative self-talk also is companioned with a feeling. And the feeling, you can feel the feeling, even though you might not know what thought preceded that feeling. You get this gut feeling, something's wrong, you have anxiety. So the negative self-talk can be something like, nothing ever works out for me. I'm not enough. No one likes me. So pay attention to these notes. And then write these negative self-talk things. Start writing them down. The more you begin exercising, paying attention to them and writing them down, you won't catch them all at first, but you'll begin to start to realize that they're there. The next thing that you can do is actively and deliberately change your self-talk. Now, I help people do this a lot through hypnotherapy. It's kind of a fast-track way to shift that internal dialogue. So, for example, self-talk could be, I'm not enough. So, instead of saying, I'm not enough, start saying, I am enough. The problem with that is your brain's arguing with you the whole time because the brain likes what's familiar. And what's familiar is the way you talk to yourself. So you can make an agreement to your brain that's tricky. We talked about this, bridge statements. If you start to feel like I'm not enough, you can say something like, I'm beginning to feel like I'm enough. Your brain will accept that thought process. And the minute it accepts one, it more readily accepts others. The thought, people hate me, can become, I'm beginning to be accepted by others instead of people love me. Well, your mind might not believe that, but it can believe, I'm beginning to be accepted by others.
Baby steps.
Baby steps. That's a bridge thought, bridge talk. Number six is talking to the wounded inner child. Now, this might be a new concept for a lot of us, but the truth is that part of us that got wounded is still wounded. It never got fixed. It never got the attention it deserves, and so it's still there, and it's like a small wounded part of us. So rather than looking outside of you and wanting others to validate you, I'm not saying that's a bad thing. That's a very normal way to try to manage those feelings of abandonment. Start to close your eyes and talk to that inner child and ask that child, well, what do you think right now? How are you feeling about this? Number seven, get a picture of your younger self. And if you don't have one, find a picture from the internet that looks like you as a child, that warms your heart. begin to put it up. Get familiar with that young child and begin to develop feelings toward that child. We're getting close to the end here, and I'm on.
Yeah, and I was going to say that the inner child work, there's a lot to it.
Yeah.
And so they can do that in therapy.
Yeah, that's true. You can do that in therapy. I'm sorry I didn't get to the last two on the list.
Yeah, we're running out of time. So
but thank you for joining us.
Catch us next
week. Thank you.